doing for the future or we don't want to perform, so business is going to be tough for us to do. But we did have both the majority leader and auditor from the minority here that we go ahead and let Mr. Board speak up. So today, one of the nominations from the Chief Justice on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, we have Bill Gordon on the line. I want to make sure that we at least have him available to answer questions and give an introduction to himself. And Bill, can you hear us? Thank you for getting on the line and being willing to do this. So, unfortunately, we're going to be late to the meeting, but rather than reschedule us, I thought we'd go ahead and do this because, top of the chair, there has been no pushback on your nomination. And I know you well enough to know that you'll be a good person on that committee, but I wanted Senator Wilkowski a chance to hear you and ask a few questions. Is that right with you?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for the very remarks. So I have been before this committee. I think this is the third time in the last 4 years on a confirmation. The last two times are from the Board of Governors and the Alaska Bar Association. In 3 years, I've been in the part of the Ring of Life on Alaska, which is the most of the major cities in Alaska. I'm also the only Interior resident. That's my choice in part of my life. I have served in both private and public life in my career, mostly private, and mostly in surveys. But when I started this committee, my glory became an interest in me is pretty much since Broyles, Chief Justice Broyles called me one day. Like he was going to this was a position in half a volunteer on the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics. Frankly, I was on the meeting stand in a minute, and it surprised me. And so I asked him, what do you do? And he's like, I'm here by the Legislative Committee on the Select Committee. It's a very quiet committee. And he said he wasn't quite sure either, so he put the 5 weeks together and got a sense of the important work that this committee does do. I think the public should be more aware of the proactive. Being sometimes completely reactive, or passing that public media decisions. But I have been saying that for the judiciary, right? The board could have that role. We have been the board members since policy and technical policies were reviewed by the Supreme Court, or the way the courts operate, and also the way the lawyers work up. And the office has been in hearings that I visit them, even though, and we have to review prescribed policies and procedures to take the practice we are clear and it's usually acceptable for everybody, the discussion in public. I think we're a logical progression after I've talked to several legislators and made them consider God here for now. And also, we have to be present and being scared of that community and the students get up on the also in some of the area. But the great consensus of each other, I think, should be good. We never had much interaction with the legislative bodies, and I thought that I could be of service to be a sort of a proactive way to try to avoid problems in a fair and impartial way. You know, the problem is this, but in my experience, and I do well through the community. So, that's an interesting point, and that's why I took my name to see you. You're not missing any questions from either of you, and I'm pretty clear.
I don't have any other questions. I made a comment. First of all, well, thanks for all the service you've done for Alaska. Thank you. Can you hear me now? I pushed back.
Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. That's one of the words in your 21st century.
You didn't answer what I was saying?
We have heard it. It was when I began to respond that we realized that there was a one-way conversation.
Okay. Well, if you're in question, we're not going to answer.
Things that I want to really make a comment. I've got the privilege of serving with Skip Cook on the Canadian Legislative Ethics. He's a person who has worked in people with travel in his basis, and I think you'll find fairly well in there. One of the struggles we have is kind of arcane system that's been built up, so I think you will have to navigate through a really complex set of laws. I really comes down to, in my view, the kind of the golden rule. I guess the thing that I struggle with is because a lawyer, and I think they're all lawyers who sit on that, public members, that's nice to hear, though, because I'm sorry, I should call you Mr. Gordon. That's nice to hear because I think that has a tendency here to go into trial mode right off the bat before you get to hear the issues. But I think being able to have somebody with public knowledge who does not necessarily work within the system to then listen to people's cases and view them and hold them accountable if need be, I think it's a very appropriate case. So I'm glad you're willing to do that. Senator Costa,
your service to the state in the past and many other capacities, and thank you for that. You'll appreciate having worked for the government and created the government fund. What I'm working on right now is 114, and it's just all consuming. And I've had a couple of these hearings where we're getting good feedback from the public and members, and I'm trying to incorporate it into a presentation for the government fund Friday, so my apologies if not meant to disrespect you. And certainly I'm supportive of you moving forward on the Smart Community and Legislative Ethics. So thank you for your comment. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So with that, we'll go ahead and move your name forward to the full body. There's been a form of email that will be signed, but I'm sure your confirmation will go through $20, and we appreciate it anyway. Thank you. And next we have Senator Meyer, our president. We do have a 3 substitute for Senate Bill number 121. I appreciate your motion. Senator Coleman.
Thank you. we adopt the CS Senate Bill 121 version H for the bill before us. The Senate has also relating to security freezes to serve government for applying the same to passive persons.
Excellent. Is there anyone that objects to that motion to bring up local business of hearing? Okay. So it's before us now. If the most sponsor would come forward and just confirm that this incorporates the question to change that we're looking for the community and that you're satisfied with the vote. CS would be great.
Thank you. Madam Chair, members of the Judiciary Committee, appreciate you bringing this bill back up before the committee. We did get the feedback from the committee last time we were here. We made the changes as requested, and with your permission, Madam Chair, I'll ask the Chair to walk through the changes quickly.
Thank you, and thank you, sir, for this. Yes. The name of the record, just to the record, as everyone has stopped to send in a letter. I'll just point out the two changes that we did make to the CS, which were to specifically add incapacitated person and protected person to the individuals that have had legal guardian or conservatory connected with on behalf of. While the Department of Health and Social Services clarified with me that they believe that unless the statute now has done enough knowledge to interpret that conservatory could only act in this capacity. We have yet to this year, just to be kind of abundantly clear that this would come back to those individuals. Excellent. Thank you so much for having that. Appreciate the changes. Senator Conklin or Senator Willikowski, any comments or questions further on the committee substitute? If not, my attention would be as solicitor of others who move the bill out to the other day, but we'll walk in. So, Senator Willikowski, there is another question.
We will see us for Senate Bill number 121, that's our change. Is opening the school to open recommendations, haven't we?
Excellent. Is there any objection to the motion? You haven't seen that. So then we will move the CS for Senate Bill number 121, / H, individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes, and wish you well. Thank you, Mr. Senate President. Okay, so representatives of the team, we're going to go ahead and have you. And come forward and do the first hearing on HB House Bill 83, Review Collection of Civil Litigation Precinct Board Bill. As you know, in the argument here, we only see the bill twice. So we'll go ahead and take your testimony with your, provision. I'd like to be able to allow Senator Warfield to continue chairing so that he can go back and work on this. I'm supportive of your bill. But just to solicit the initial testimony on record, for example, if you have the people, that would be excellent. So I will pass the panel to my esteemed vice chairman and again, the issue is House Bill number 83, Review Collection of Civil Litigation. Thank you. Happy to proceed. My name is Gabrielle Madeira. I represent House District number 15, Monroe. With me is my committee Courtney and I, and we're here to discuss House Bill number 83. And basically, what House Bill 83 does, it repeals the requirement for litigants and attorneys to report settlements to the Judicial Council. Long time ago, when court reform was first initiated, we passed a law that said that we wanted to see how this court reform thing was working, so we all ought to send in report to the Judicial Council the amount of our settlements. I actually think that very few lawyers even knew about it. The percentage of people who were actually reporting was about 13%. I practiced personally in the law for many years. I don't think I ever made a single report, and that wasn't because I was trying to bluff the law, but it was so well known that I didn't even know about it. And this was brought to me, and I mentioned by a couple of lawyers in Anchorage, who thought that the idea of this law on the books that nobody was really paying much attention to, and so we talked about it to the Judicial Council, and I believe we may have somebody online from the Judicial Council here today to testify that the Judicial Council has no problems. There's three fiscal notes, two of them are zeros, and one of them is minus approximately $20,000, and I would urge you to consider this debt.
Well, we can do it at this point if you would like. We have seven people from the adjacent council. We have Michelle Miner, who has representing self, Andrew Thomas, the English parcel, Andrew Arthur, she's signing, and then Sarah Hartman, her English. We can go ahead and get that public testimony on the record right now, and then maybe Senator Lukaski and I can. A couple of questions out. I know you're being nice to people of public testimony at this point. My apologies for all the committee remaining that have to come back and be paused on this ground. And I think for the two of us here, we'll be able to fill in the rest of the committee. If I were to that's fine. All right. So then, why don't we go ahead and let you kick off and we'll just go right down through the other three after you've been able to give us your testimony.
Good afternoon, Director of the Suzanne Treasurer for the record on the decision of growth of the Association of Health. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well.
Thank you. I'm here to testify about the health policy and actually just to reinforce the representative review. So completely explained about the bill, the judicial council does not have any outcome on the repeal of this requirement. And I can answer any questions that you may have.
The first question, as a non-practitioner and somebody who has more ignorance in this area, is if it was on the books, what was the purpose of not complying, or was there a methodology that already gave the information that superseded this?
Mr. Vice Chair, the problem is that not all of the attorneys were actually started to help comply with the requirement and actually use an enforcement mechanism in the statute. And the judicial council over the years took steps to try to increase compliance. They've missed the steps. And really, including over the past 2 years, that the rate of compliance is so low that the information is unreliable and that's not useful to the legislature. And by that I mean that so few people are returning their questionnaires as they don't require it on the calendar case, that it can't be for reason to summarize the information and publish it.
Thank you. That was the answer to the questions I had. I think there's several questions on this. Suzanne, if you want to go ahead and stay online, maybe if you wish, I might go to three others to testify. And then if there's other questions, I might come back to you. So let's go to Michelle Meyer. And the answer is okay with this one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Mr. Meyer. I just signed for this bill. It is from the Bureau of Criminal Law and Inspection Requirements. I've been in civil practice for 40 years, including the last time I've been in Southern State Station, mostly in Southeast. And I'm a little surprised to hear some of the things in the divorce area and how quickly it is. To try to
I am required to call this firm, and in this context, Thank you.